There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us, Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Wagon. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. I'd buck a drink into you and get it done, boy.
Go!
Get up with their stuff, work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts crying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
and
hey,
for it.
Hey, hey.
Got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. Start the fire and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
it for it.
Hey, hey.
Now the reading, drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong turn to anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for a
life. Hey.
Got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
for a
life. Hey.
Got the ring to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
hey, shite,
a different
night. Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, everybody. Happy Saturday and welcome to Blarney Hour. I am Drew Duffney, and once again, filling in for Adam Harahuck is Hurricane Shane Schwabel.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You know, it's been quite of a day for the both of us.
Yeah. We had earlier on, we had the Easter program for the church. I hope Father John was happy with the outcome on that. I'm sure we'll be talking about that next weekend, and it is Easter weekend here. We had Sean and Rachel's wedding. We'll be talking about that more through the show. That was extraordinary, just unique in its own way. But I want to talk a little bit about Easter. Easter in Ireland, I was trying to explain to Shane there. On Easter Monday, April 24th, 1916, they had the Easter Rebellion. And basically it was a group of Irish nationalists proclaimed the establishment of the Irish Republic. And they had 1,600 followers, and they staged a rebellion against the British government. They had seized quite a few different buildings in Dublin and clashed with the British troops. But in about a week, they had been overthrown, and more than 2,000 people were dead or injured. The leaders of the rebellion soon were executed, and initially the people weren't really behind them. But later they shifted, and the executed leaders were hailed as martyrs, and a lot of songs and things written about them. Then, as follows, that was in 1916, so about 107 years ago. that in 1921 a treaty was signed that in 1922 established Ireland as a free state, which eventually became the People's Republic of Ireland as it stands now. So Easter always has even more of a warm spot in my heart, not just the religious portion of it, but some substantial history happened even later on than we remember or than we talk about.
Looking back to when I still listen to, well, I do listen to music right now, there is a song that you and I would both know pretty well, Zombie by the Cranberries.
Sure.
And there was one line in the second verse of the song that pretty much resembles what the whole song is about. The line was, it's the same old theme since 1916. In my head, they're still fighting. And of course, they were talking about the Easter uprising over there. So right. A little bit of trivia for the folks that are listening in.
You know what, Shane? That super impresses me that you just pulled that out of nowhere. Like, you amaze me every time you speak, I swear to God.
Well, doing my research when it comes to the Easter Uprising, because I remember about a year ago when we were doing you and Adam were doing the Blarney Hour, you brought that up, and by the time I heard 1916, all of a sudden, memories of that song just came back to my head. At this point, I'm like, Oh my goodness. That pretty much resembles the song, because it's always been an anti-war song, but
right.
But there are some days where I just go like, yeah, I know it's an anti-war song, but what kind of war are they speaking about here?
Yeah, that was exactly it. Basically, they were trying to secede from British rule, you know, and still a lot of people don't believe they're free. I mean, there's still been wars between Southern and Northern Ireland to this day. But anyway, we digress, ladies and gentlemen, so we are here in the Blarney Hour. You know, there's even battles going on today, what's going on in Ukraine with the invasion of Russia. We are just going to have a power pack night tonight. We got stuff from Stone Clover, the Irish Rovers, Flogging Molly, Dropkick Murphys, Castlebar, Missing the Ferry. My God, I can't even name them all. Like, I don't even know what's coming. Gaelic Storm, I think we got some. Celtic Thunder. There's just a tremendous amount of stuff coming up. But we are going to start out with one of Flogging Molly's new ones, and it has to do with the war in Ukraine.
Yep, of course. Yep, and I just remember when we were going through trying to figure out what would be played here for the night, and one of the songs that popped into my head, because by the time that we were talking about the Easter Uprising, one song that popped into mind was a song from Flogging Molly, and that song would be A Song of Liberty.
Yeah, Song of Liberty. So here's A Song of Liberty from Flogging Molly right here in the Blarney Hour.
All alone, wants something more than freedom, and feels he hasn't got a hope. But over on the north side, it's all about to hit. No one realizes what's about to happen here. Mary Jane's familiar ways about to drop a kid. Her romance sipping gravy from an empty biscuit tin. The Brotherhood are gathering, they're fated to appear. The citizens divided, all they want is to be heard. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett and Pierce. Can't Mac Donald, damn it, have no fear. Volunteers together, insurrection they believe. Could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song of liberty, yeah. Together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty. So mounting out inside the GPO, there was nothing left but rubble. With the burning came the smoke. Khomeini may be waiting to fade against the wall. Execute their empty body, all you did was free our souls. This is a song of liberty, yeah. Together rise in unity. One man falls, unite and we shall be. This is a song of liberty, a song of liberty. A song of liberty, this is a song of liberty, liberty.
Raphael chair. Don't forget the men and women, 'twas the blood for you they shed. Remember Pearl Danny and Mary with her brood. Don't take the life for granted, it was all they ever knew. But there was Clark, James, Conley, Plunkett and Pierce, Kent, MacDonald and Dermot had no fear. Volunteers together, surrender they believed, could be the only answer all to hear our nation sing. This is a song of liberty, yeah, together rise in unity. When that falls in 910 we shall be, yeah. This is a song of liberty, yeah, together rise in unity. When that falls in 910 we shall be, this is a song of liberty, liberty.
By its valor and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good.
From the tap, or shots of paddy from the shelf. He could open his throttle and throw back a bottle as quick as the the devil himself, Johnny Tarr. And the word got around that Johnny Tarr was no pretender. From Clare to here, they'd lock up the beer when Johnny went on a bender. Down at Dickie Mac's, the rising sun, or at the Swan, he was drinking by 7, by 10 to 11, when all the booze would be gone, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fella who says, on a cold and rainy night, Johnny walked into the castle bar, looking to get tight. He had money in his pocket, he had whiskey in his eye. He said, get up off your asses and set up the glasses, I'm drinking this place dry. Now all the serious boozers, they were soon broken hearted, when Johnny finished off 6, and he was only getting started. Guzzling down the pints, and knocking them back like candy, he was looking all right to be drinking all night. Then Nora brought out the brandy, Johnny Tarr. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it, but I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. Sure, I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true.
Here we go, Sheila. Oh.
Johnny drank the whole damn bottle, had another pint or two. When it made no impression, he started a session with Murphy's Millennium Brew. He was waiting for his pint when his face turned green. Jesus, Johnny fell down after only 15. Now you could have heard a pin drop, and the crowd let out a roar. It took 5 Cork women to lift Johnny off the floor. The doctor looked him over, said you better call the hearse. But it's not what you're thinking, it wasn't the drinking. This man died of thirst, Johnny Tarr.
Even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me if I were you. So I wasn't there, I swear I have an alibi. I heard it from a man who knows a fellow who says it's true. And even if you saw it yourself, you wouldn't believe it. I wouldn't trust a person like me.
There are those who like to think we'd be best without the drinking. No beer, ale, or frothy pints of porter. So let's hypothesize how it would change your life if everyone were only drinking water. There'd be no public houses, no bars to take our spouses, no party kegs or cans to celebrate, no deliriums or visions, regrettable decisions, no excuses to be coming home too late. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can fry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down. Yeah, raise them up and drink them down. There'd be no swinging from the rafters, no bleary morning after. We wouldn't challenge strangers to a fight. There'd be no singing around the fire with a drunken boozy choir. We'd all be home and tucked up for the night. We'd have no wake to wake the dead. We couldn't wet the baby's head or toast the bachelor or bride-to-be. We'd have no cheery pint to sup watching Ireland lose the cup. We'd barely need to go and have a pee.
So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can pry my beer from my cold dead hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down.
Drink them down.
barmaid, every waiter, both sides of the equator, would be out of work and living on the dole. The wealth of every nation depends upon libations. Here it seems it's worth its weight in gold. Well, we've assessed the pros and cons, thought of both the rights and wrongs, the hellfire into which we could be hurled. Now get that pint into your face, you can save the human race.
You're drinking for the future of the world. So brothers, sisters, it's time to take a stand. You can pry my beer from my golden hand. Raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Yeah, raise them up and drink them down.
Drink them down!
Well, you can pry my from my golden
hand. My mother always said to me, there's no for the wicked, you're on a handcart bound for hell and on a one-way ticket. But when the road calls out to you and you have the earth for roving, it's too late then to change your mind about the life you've chosen.
There is no end in sight, and the fire is brightly burning. We curse and swear without a care as the hands of time keep turning. There is no end in sight, but we're not speculating. We'll sing and play and tear away and keep the devil waiting.
After 50 years or more, we thought we might retire. But sitting on me arse all day is not what I desire. There must be something more in life than going out to pasture. But I'll be damned if I give in and age becomes my master.
There is no end in sight, and the fire is brightly burning. We curse and swear without a care as the hands of time keep turning. There is no end in sight, but we're not speculating. We'll sing and play and tear away and keep the devil waiting.
As you'd expect, there's some regrets, but time has ways of healing. Slight will ease and fade away, and peace of mind comes stealing. Life's too short to fuss and fight or dwell on loss and sorrow. We'll ramble on and let the others worry about tomorrow.
There is no end in sight, and the fire is brightly burning. We curse and swear without a care as the hands of time keep turning. There is no end in sight, but we're not speculating. We'll sing and play and tear away and keep the devil waiting.
Music soothes the savage breast and keeps the soul from dying. It stirs the blood and charms the heart, oh, that there's no denying. But may this ancient art prevail and may its notes keep ringing. May bards and poets lead the way and keep the whole world singing.
There is no end in sight, and the fire is brightly burning. We curse and swear without a care as the hands of time keep turning. There is no end in sight, but we're not speculating. We'll sing and play and tear away and keep the devil waiting. For there is no end in sight, but we're not speculating. We'll sing and play and tear away and keep the devil waiting.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm Drew Duffney. He is Hurricane Shane Schwabo, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Oh, what's going on? I'm still a little bit feeling the fallout from the wedding reception that we just went to.
That's the thing. I mean, they had live music. What a unique wedding they did. I mean, it was at the place where they met, which was right here at the theater, right here in downtown Lapeer.
Yeah, the ceremony was something that's completely different than what I'm used to in a formal or any traditional wedding, too.
Yeah, I mean, just full of humor and comedic snaps and jokes and just a lot of fun.
I mean, who else would you have officiate a wedding between two of the greatest knuckleheads that I've known,
exactly.
Except for a third knucklehead that is dressed up in a bunch of steampunk gear.
That's right. You know, and then I really liked what they did instead of the Unity Candle, where they actually took a bottle of their own favorite whiskey and they poured it in that little whiskey cask. And then every year on their anniversary, they're each going to do a shot of it.
Oh, that was very interesting. Now does the whiskey age within the barrel as well?
So
or?
It will. Yeah, it'll continue to
wow.
age. It won't age once it's bottled, but that's what that barrel's for. A lot of people will put a real mild, like a Basil Hayden's or even an Irish whiskey in an oaked barrel like that to give it some flavor.
So each year that they do a shot of this, it's just going to be age another year.
Yeah, it won't proof anymore. It's not going to increase. What? No. I don't think it'll increase any more in proof. I just think it'll take on the flavor of the barrel.
Right. I'm thinking, yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like the more that it's inside that barrel, the more of that, you know, wood
oaky
taste,
flavor
the oaky
get.
Flavor that's going to get.
Yeah, so if they stay married long enough, that's going to be gross. It's just going to be old rotten
it's just
like them.
Be-
Just well.
Fast forward yourself to like 5 or maybe 6 years, and all of a sudden they're like, cheers.
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, we're going to have to do about a whole glass of this because by next year, this is just going to taste straight up like walnuts.
Yeah, that probably have a bit of a fruit fly in there if they're lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but anyway, so yeah, no, it was a good wedding, nice reception. And, man, you know, they had live music. They had special beer from Redline, one of our sponsors there. Another one, I forget, some other outfit down in Oakland County.
You were saying something about it in being in Rochester earlier today.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
It wasn't Rochester Mills. It was something different.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. That's what you told me.
Yeah. But, no. That was just an amazing. It was right down there at Cascade Lounge, another sponsor of ours. All kinds of pool tables, and man, it was just a night to remember for sure. So congratulations, Sean and Rachel, and everybody involved, and all the hard work. They had a taco bar set up, cocktail hour, and I certainly had enough Jameson to cure any sort of cold or illness I may have. But
and funny enough, the last time that I've been to a wedding reception, well, minus my. Immediate family members, but the last time that I went to a wedding reception that was taking place in Cascade Lounge was Adam and Dorothy's wedding.
Oh, okay. Yep. I was actually in Kentucky that week. Otherwise, I'd have been there. But anyway, we got a commercial break coming up, folks. We got to get them bills paid, and then we're going to go right into Thomas Benjamin, I Don't Want Kids, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
The Sessions concert series is getting heavy. Come on out Saturday, May 6th, to Flint Local 432 in downtown Flint for Metal Night. Some metal bands from Michigan that you need in your life. Fate of Misery, Blood Rune Sigil, Never the Crash, and I just might have a surprise up my sleeve. Saturday, May 6th, Flint Local 432. It's a $5 cover and all ages welcome. And get your metal on. It's a Sessions concert series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
When I asked Doug, the founder of Red Lion Brewing Company, what he thinks sets him apart, what he prides himself on, without hesitation, he proudly said, "We only use Michigan-sourced ingredients from plow to pint, and folks, that says everything about the quality of drinks you have at Red Lion Brewing."
Join the Mug Club, and you get a free birthday beer and a ton of other perks.
Red Lion Brewing is located at 5470 Lapeer Road in Burton. Again, that's 5470 Lapeer Road, Burton. Stop in and have a cocktail. You will not be disappointed.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, "Trish, what is it? How do you see these things?" She said, "It's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it." And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
Stones Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present The Velocity of Autumn. Find out what happens when your 80-year-old mother barricades herself into an apartment with Molotov cocktails because she just doesn't want to go to a nursing home. This play opens on Friday, April 21st, closes on April 22nd, showtime 7:30. Tickets are available at stonesthrowtheater.org or at 810-660-7805. Stones Throw Theater, where music, theater, and art are only a stone's throw away.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Day Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom-blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
The Blarney Hour. We drink because it's not good to keep things bottled up.
I'm tired of conversations with my friends and family about what I think the future holds for my best girl and me. I fully understand exactly what they're driving at, and unfortunately my answer tends to leave them somewhat flat. Unsubtle hints are met with awkwardness, so I feel I am required to confess. I don't want kids, I just want pets. I can't foresee that this will be one of my great regrets. Your kids are fine, 'cause they're not mine. To me, a life lived without children sounds divine. I try to make excuses when folks arrive with their baby. There's nothing I dread more than someone handing it to me, but declining offers to have them rested on your knee makes one a pariah within polite society. The room looks round with eyes of pure dismay, and no one will believe it when you say, I don't. don't want kids.
I don't want kids.
I just want pets.
I just want pets.
I can't foresee that this will be one of my great regrets. Your kids are fine.
Your kids are fine.
Cause they're not mine.
Cause they're not mine.
To me, a life lived without children sounds divine. I know children can be fun. And yours I'm very fond of, it is true. The advantage is that when I grow weary of their noise, I can direct them back to you. I don't want kids.
I don't want kids.
I just want pets.
I just want pets.
I can't foresee that this will be one of my great regrets. Your kids are fine.
Your kids are fine.
Cause they're not mine.
Cause they're not mine.
To me, a life lived without children sounds divine. I don't want kids.
I don't want kids.
I just want pets.
I just want pets.
I can't foresee that this will be one of my great regrets. Your kids are fine.
Your kids are fine.
Cause they're not mine.
Cause they're not mine.
To me, a life lived without children sounds divine.
Vladivostok, and that's close enough for me. I was born to be a bachelor, I'll never walk down the aisle. Me man still makes me breakfast, living it up in style. Girls, you never catch me, staying single is the plan. Born to be a bachelor, sure I'm your only man. Born to be a bachelor,
sure I'm your only man.
The chill is gone, it's the longest binge I've ever been on. And so many pints, my mind stupefied. But through all the haze, I still hear them cry.
Drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink. A curse to your land, a curse on your head. Drinking pint after pint until I am dead. I just keep drinking and I don't know why.
I truly belong. To make it all end, I the good Lord beseech, lying on the floor with my drink out of reach.
Drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink. A curse to your land, a curse on your head. Drinking pint after pint until I am dead. I just keep drinking and I don't know why. But tonight is the night that I drink till I die.
In the morn, can't remember my name. I see all the faces, they all look the same. And the puke on the floor makes a terrible stink. What is this demon that makes me want to drink?
Drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink. A curse to your land, a curse on your head. Drinking pint after pint until I am dead. I just keep drinking and I don't know why. But tonight on your head, drinking pint after pint until I am dead. I just keep drinking and I don't know why. But tonight is the night that I drink till I die.
It's now almost noon and the spinning has stopped. There'll be no more drink to the floor I do drop. And there's old Nick offering eternal pain. He smiles as he sings this infernal refrain.
Drink, motherfucker, drink, motherfucker, drink. A curse to your land, a curse on your head. Drinking pint after pint until I am dead. I just keep drinking and I don't know why. But tonight is the night that I drink till I die.
Sinking low o'er the mountain and the dry, dusty ground.
As the night is falling, I start recalling the nights in my own hometown.
I see their faces in familiar places. I hear the music that we played away back then.
My heart rejoices
as I hear the voices calling me home again.
Home, oh, take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh, take me home.
As the sky is burning, my mind is turning to the cold winter evenings by my own fireside.
So far away now, but any day now, I'll sail on the morning tide. Oh, oh, take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. That was Celtic Thunder with Take Me Home. My gosh, what a night we got ahead of us. We're about wrapping it up. We're going to have a handful of songs left over for here, but that's going to do it for the Blarney Hour. But that doesn't mean that the music stops. We're going to move right on in to Solid State Sessions, where we play only local music. And Shane has just got a power-packed list of songs for all you folks here tonight.
Yeah, we got a new one from Greta Van Fleet that Adam Hairhuck told me about. I also got some songs that I'm going to be playing, which include bands that are going to be live on every Friday with Adam Hairhuck, including Pulphonics and Avalon Black. And yeah, it's going to be a fun time. It's always a fun time every time I do these session shows, man.
Yeah, yeah, it's a whole different cup of coffee when you're playing nothing but local live music. And, of course, we, you know, you're always part of the Blarney Hour when you're here. And life is definitely good right here on Solid State Radio. So here is Castlebar by Missing the Ferry. Good night, everybody.
Take care, y'all. See you in a little bit.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I want to lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
I was sent to Camden Town.
Well, I was just a boy.
I tracked my way to misery.
Well, I tracked my way to joy. And now my life is fading fast and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar and you, my friend, I trust.
was hard at work, the devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bag of all the nails. The devil said, and the chip, take these nails and copper roll, but you also have to take this rat and I will take your soul. Chip the spice of rat and the rat squealed and hissed, but the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step of turn back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right and he beat him in the eye. As soon as hit the river, rats fell under scent and smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. A safety is my master and I'll get you, Chip. A lemon goes a bit, a yard will build a ship. A safety is my master. I'm going to get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I will get you, Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. A Satan is my master, I got you, Chip.
It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now shut up and finish your whiskey.
I did.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
Dusty, dusty, darling dear, you left me dying, crying there. And whiskey, gin, and pints of beer, or they'll be you, my darling dear.
You weren't the first to call me mister, you won't be the last.
Oh, I'm sure I wasn't, honey, I know all about your past.
Listen to the big shot with his pager on call. You spent most of those nights in my bathroom stall.
Yeah, you got a high, but you left him low.
Mind your own business, boy. How was I to know that he was just a fiend and a no-good cheat?
Well, it's all in the past, bitch, 'cause now I got it, bitch.